Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest Puerto Rican from Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Louis B. is on a quest to seek out corruption and give them a swift kick into the balls. Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. And before we get Charlie Green on here, we're going to need the prayer for good radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, this motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit, to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of all the things. No matter how you come with me, as you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers can get this book open. Trained in these words to get the fatherless and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. You down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Thank you. Today I am joined with international sex symbol Charlie Green, a.k.a. the Angry Grandpa. You'll see his videos at youtube.com/XXCigaro. But let's see what really pisses
you be
this man off. What's up? What up, Charlie? How you doing?
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
What's up? So what's got you pissed off today?
Man, I done started a fucking war with that motherfucking Baptist people, whether Westboro Baptist Church. Them son of a bitches pissed me off.
Really? Who? So what? Well, we did have Shirley Phelps Roper on the show, and yeah, that woman is full of shit.
You didn't have much on your fucking show. That motherfucking bitch is fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know.
I put on a fucking blog about them Sunday, and I done had numerous people write me telling me I need my ass kicked and I'm going to hell. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Who gonna kick your ass?
Oh, these goddamn people, they like to IM. I call them IM freaks. They like to IM you so they don't have that old motherfucking wrote down. Fuck them. Right. Hey, I told them, come to me. Come to my house. Pick
yes,
me, motherfucker. I'll get a goddamn sign and walk in front of my house, too. I don't give a shit.
Shit, they picked the right one.
Ain't damn sure did. I mean, let's face it. Our men are over there. They're not over there on their own. They're being told to just go over there. They're being told to fight by our country. And they're dying. And them motherfuckers got the balls. And it, oh, God damn, I get pissed when I think about it.
Yeah, no, this woman is, you know, it's fine. It's fine you don't agree with homosexuality and shit. But don't be going over disrespecting the dead, man. That's a sin in itself, man.
And their fights with the homosexuals, okay? Their argument's not with the soldiers.
Yeah.
But isn't that one of our rights that we've got in this country that homosexuals can, you know, do this kind of stuff? I mean, they got rights in this world, too. You know, I may not agree with them. I may not like them. But this is fucking America.
I think that's the 69th Amendment. Thou shalt be able to.
I'm an ignorant old fat fuck. I don't know. I just know it's a freedom they got.
I mean, they do have the freedom, the same freedom as everybody else. I mean, the government doesn't have the right to be telling people what they can and can't do in their own bedrooms.
Tell me about it. They want to poke him in the butt with a little Vaseline? That's their business, you know? I ain't poking nothing in the ass, you know what I'm saying?
They use Vaseline?
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay, yeah. We got to get confirmation. Do homosexuals use Vaseline? Okay. Get that.
Hey, I got a question for you now, Louis B.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been asked to ask you about, do you really own a penis car?
fucking Evola. No, I do not.
They say you got a penis car.
I do not have a penis car. It's a vagina magnet.
Oh, shit. That's even better.
It's a vagina magnet.
That's a vagina magnet.
But it's not a car. It's an actual magnet.
Has it got does it rise up, man? Got the where it lifts up and got the little dog in the back?
A what?
A little dog in the back that goes up and down, up and down.
No, it does not. Freaking a nut. Damn.
But they were getting back to my main thing. These goddamn people, man. Next Thursday night on my little Ustream, I'm calling them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But see, I'm not going to do like everybody else. Everybody else calls when they prank them. I'm going to call them, what the fuck is your problem?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your motherfucking problem. You know, you want to pick in somebody. We need more goddamn freedom riders. That's what we need.
Yeah, no, I mean, what we do need is people just counter protesting them, or better yet, just ignore them, because when you ignore something, because bet, that church would die if people stopped giving them press. If nobody were like, you know what, you're fucked, whatever, bye.
I disagree with you on that, because the family's still going to see it, and the family's going to remember that shit.
Well, you know what? Then this is the time when the cops get blind and, oops, somebody got their ass whooped and nobody saw a damn thing.
You're right. Hey, I'll go along with that in a minute. I thought them goddamn freedom riders were going to do that shit on that damn video.
I mean, because the thing that pisses me off is that our tax dollars are going to protect these fucking people.
You're right.
Whenever they do it, they need police protection because, you know what? People, especially in a funeral, people's feelings are very sensitive. You know, any freaking disrespectful word, especially on a soldier who passed away serving his country, no matter whether you agree with the war or not, that soldier still died. In his mind, defending this country, and he deserves the respect a warrior is entitled to.
See, first thing we need to do right now is take all this free tax shit away from these churches. They need to pay their taxes like we do. Mm-hmm. Churches ain't church like they used to be. Fucking church back in the day, they'd help the old people, you know, and they'd feed the poor and all that good stuff. Now they want to build million-dollar buildings. People like this goddamn fella Benny Hinn wants to heal people, you know, touch them on the head. Ernest Haysley, be healed. Be healed. Man, I ain't down with the churches.
No.
I'm with God, but I ain't with the churches. So we need to take their damn tax shit away from them and make them start paying. Hell, we got to pay. They ain't no better than us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we still have the freedom religion, but, you know, that doesn't mean we can't collect revenue.
That's it. They get away scot-free. Then you got Obama. Did you hear his excuse for not going to church?
No, I didn't.
The motherfucker said, well, when Michelle and I go to church, the church kind of stops what they're doing because we're there.
Oh, really? So basically they say that...
He blew me away with that shit. Actually, he's trying to say he's greater than God.
That's what I'm saying. So what? You're saying you're the one who stole Jesus' chicken on the last meal? Is that what you're saying, Barack?
That's exactly what he did. That motherfucker, he grabbed the last chicken leg and fucking potato salad.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room wants to talk about this dumbass congressman, Hank Johnson from...
Can you believe that dumb son of a bitch?
In fact, we got the clip ready. And hold on, I'll get the prank calls too. I prank called both his offices.
This is an island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sure, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
What a fucking dumbass.
That is, you can tell that motherfucker from Georgia, okay?
That's Georgia. That's Georgia stupid.
I'm telling you, man. And it's what really bothers me. They're the ones that are spending our money.
Yeah.
They're the ones that this healthcare shit. We got the same problem here. We got this dumb motherfucker. He got on there to ask him about the damn healthcare. He says about you know, how you have to pay and be mandated. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Dumb subjects, they don't even know what the fuck's in that motherfucker.
That's why they write them so – that's why they make so many pages. They put all this, like, unnecessary bullshit that has nothing to do with this bill just to pad it. Like, oh, I'm not going to vote it unless there's a way for us to get free condoms and hookers bill, you know, something.
Or to find out the sex habits of the fucking fish.
Yeah.
But they had a goddamn congressman on last night. They were talking to him, and he said he read the motherfucker 4 times. He's a liar. Then you got the congressman that says, to hell with what the damn Constitution says. Fuck him.
Yep.
That Constitution is what keeps this country great.
Exactly. And it really sets us apart. I actually had a friend of mine from Sydney, Australia, had their radio show canceled because since they don't have freedom of speech, the Church of Scientology could go in and like, hey, they're slandering us. Shut them down, and it's a done deal.
Hey, that Scientology is another motherfucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Here, let me play both the pranks of Hank Johnson's office.
Yeah, I want to hear them today.
Office, can I help you? I'm surprised that office didn't capsize over the sheer weight of the people there.
There are a lot of people here, sir.
Damn.
You're right.
Wow. What's his problem? Is he okay? I mean, the
congressman was just using a metaphor, sir. What?
A metaphor?
Yeah.
It sounded quite literal to me. I mean, I freaking tried to listen to that video like 10 times already just to see if he was using a metaphor, and I. Jesus. It's like, how did he get elected again? There was no funny business with the machines, were there?
No, that's funny you should say that, because his predecessor was a big Miss McKinney. She often talked about the voting machines and was concerned about there.
Yeah, well, I'll trust Cynthia McKinney before this dude talking about tipping over islands and crap. Why isn't McKinney? How come you guys let McKinney get run out of Congress?
You'll have to ask the people that, sir. The people that voted her out.
That's just silly. All righty. Well, God bless. You're gonna need it.
Congressman Johnson's office.
Yes, hi. I have a quick problem. The congressman just capsized my internet connection after that video that I just saw.
Okay.
Talking about Guam.
All right, I'll pass that on.
What's his problem?
Okay, here, I'll pass that on.
No, I'm asking you, what's his problem?
Well, it's not a problem, sir. He wasn't speaking literally when he made those comments, but I will certainly pass on your message.
Wow. I mean, I'm just like, damn, really?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All righty. Take it easy. God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, you got to tell him God bless, you know what I mean?
He's dumber than a bag of fucking rocks, man. I have a question. What are y'all going to do with Charlie Rangel? That's what I want to know.
Oh, goodness. Charlie Rangel over here in New York, he has an apartment that is government subsidized, and yet he sublets it, and he makes money off of government, and he doesn't give none of that money back. How's that work?
Do you pay taxes?
Yes, I do.
How in the fuck can he not pay taxes and still do what he does in the fucking goddamn house? I mean, I don't understand it. You know, motherfucker, that damn committee he's the head of.
Yeah.
He don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
How in the fuck does he do that?
Easy.
I ain't figured it out.
I mean, easy. I mean, no one gives a fuck and until people start catching them and putting them on Front Street.
But Louis, he's in your area.
Yeah, well.
You should have the banner waving it up and down the fucking streets.
Well, yeah, no, he's already been run out. He stepped down.
Yeah, but he's just going to run again and go right back to what he was doing.
Well, now we know who he is, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, you know, we got some dumb. You know, we got Republicans that are bad too, though. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's on both sides of the fucking aisle.
Mhm.
But Jesus Christ, when you got dumb motherfuckers talking about tipping over Guam, and you got another one saying fuck the Constitution, and you got another one, I mean, let's come on, not paying his taxes. Come on, I just, I wouldn't see any hope in this country anymore.
Oh, there
is. I'm worried about this country.
There is. I mean, you hear about those militias acting up.
But if we don't do something right now, this next election,
yeah,
we can kiss this country goodbye as we fucking know it.
I'm just saying.
With the damn Democrats being completely charged for another 2 years, and Obama still running the motherfucking show on that end, this country's fucked.
Oh, no, it is. It totally is.
And that motherfucking Afghanistan that says we got to quit telling him how to run his country or he's going to turn Taliban, fuck him. Bring our troops home.
Mm-hmm. Hell, Obama's been dead for 9 years. I mean, Osama's been dead for 9 years already.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, it's been all over the news. Benazir Bhutto said, "Hey, you know, he's been dead." Hamid Karzai, it wants to side with Al Qaeda now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. if he wants his country to go within, then fuck him. Let's just bring our troops home, or let's just drop a goddamn bomb into the whole motherfucker.
Exactly. Why don't we just call it North Israel? Fuck it. Just give it to them.
Hey, I ain't understanding Israel right now either, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They got that lady that they checking her for espionage, and a reporter over here in the United States wrote a piece on her, and in Israel, they blacked out everything so you couldn't read it. That sucks. They don't have freedoms over there anymore either.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's with every government is corrupt. That's the thing. I mean, it's up to the people to keep the government in check. Like, hey, we're not getting what we want, and it's time for you to leave.
But people got to stand up, okay? People got to get together and say, we've had fucking enough. Not just listen to me and you on my little shit and your radio and say, hey, that was pretty good tonight. They need to do something. They need to write their fucking congressman. They need to write their senators. They need to call Obama what the fuck he is, a socialist. Damn. Blood pressure.
Yeah, no, I hear you. In fact, there's this lady who is who's setting up a protest. Goodness, I forgot when it is. To basically strike, don't buy nothing, don't participate in anything, just save your money, just stay home. Don't go to work, don't go to school, just strike, and that'll send a message. Because that's where you got to hit them. You got to hit them in the pocketbook.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, that's what it is. Start doing your own shit. I mean, I have a friend of mine. Her name is Christy. She grows her own stuff. She tries to live as off the grid as possible. The only thing she basically pays for is electricity and internet, of course. But other than that, and gasoline when she needs it. I mean, but other than that, she grows her own food and everything. And she's living off the grid, you know?
Hey, I wish I grew my own stuff. I'd go to jail if I grew my own stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you sure you wouldn't rip stuff out the building and out the garden and be like, fuck this shit?
No, man, I wouldn't do that in my plans now.
Yeah. You sure
I
Michael,
smoke this shit.
Yeah, you sure Michael wouldn't piss in the garden just to be a wise ass?
He might. That boy, he does all kind of shit to me.
Hey Bridget, help me shove this kumquat up my ass and watch him eat it. What? What? Damn.
And they need to legalize marijuana. I mean, that's number one.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
I mean, look how much damn tax money that would bring in. It's true, it'd be under the government, but it'd be good money. There's a lot of shit they can legalize they won't do.
Yeah, no, of course, because if they legalize marijuana, then people could grow their own medicine. In fact, they're talking about doing it in California. And we got a madam, someone who manages prostitutes, who's running for governor here in New York.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's the same one that fucked that governor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd vote for her.
Yeah, so would I. I mean, if she's going to be dressing like that all the time.
Yeah, right. Hey, that'd be easy. I'd love to hear her. I'd sit there for hours and listen to her state of the damn state.
Yeah. Actually, no, that's a lie. I still wouldn't vote for her. I mean, this is New York City. This ain't California. We don't vote for jokes. I'm sorry.
That's a motherfucking lie. Y'all voted Hillary. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you got me there.
You voted Hillary.
Damn. He just shut down my whole comment. My whole. My whole argument.
Sorry about that, Louie.
You just shut it down.
Sorry about that, Louie.
Hold on, I think we got my co-host, Enemy Combatant. What's up?
You already know what it is, man. What's good, yo? What you
what's
guys talking
good?
About?
How the hell would you get the name Enemy Combatant?
Yes, it's Enemy Combatant. Who's on the line there?
This Grandpa.
Grandpa.
The old man.
All right.
Yeah, you never heard of the Angry Grandpa?
Oh, that's the guy you got on today. Great. Yeah, of course.
Hey, did y'all check out my milk challenge?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't finish watching it.
Well, I won't hold you guys up too long, but yeah, what do you guys make of the whole ridiculous Tiger Woods thing? That's front page news everywhere, but yet the Reuters journalists being killed in the 2007 Iraq war footage, that's nowhere to be found. I mean, it finally broke through to the mainstream, but It's still taking a back seat to the whole Tiger Woods thing.
And Tiger Woods shouldn't even be on the radar to start with.
Yeah, well, I made the joke when Obama was running for president, Tiger Woods running for president, because he's the same person, really. It's just a celebrity.
You're right.
He's not really he's an actor. It's not really a president.
But he's a damn good golfer. And who cares how much pussy he gets, okay? If he can get that much pussy, he's a bigger man than me.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you check out Larry Flynt's Hustler magazine this coming one, the June edition's already out on the shelves, they got a funny cartoon in there, And the caption reads, it's Obama, he's naked and he's got an erection, he's about to stick it into Michelle, and it says, the biggest knock against Obama is he has a tough time making big decisions. And the thought balloon reads, should I lick it or should I stick it?
Damn.
So that pretty much sums it up. You know, it's like a year, and we're actually worse off than where we were. Meanwhile, he's got the Peace Prize. So, yeah.
And he's been in office, what, 2 months?
Yeah, no, but here's the most absurd part, and I'll leave you with this to finish up with whatever you guys are on topic. But remember 6 months in, he was getting criticized. You know, it was the peak of the criticism of the first year, and he goes up there in a speech saying, I'm just getting started. So it's halfway through your first year, and you're now just getting started? Pitiful.
Very pitiful.
All right, guys, good luck with the rest of the show. This is Enemy Combatant signing off. You could check out We Are Change New Jersey. That's my site. And, yeah, signing off.
All righty.
All right, man.
Peace.
But, Louie, there's a lot of this going on around. I'm not the smartest tack in the box.
Yeah, but you get it better than anybody else.
I mean, I realize I'm one brick short of load, okay? I understand that. But I can't understand this motherfucking shit. You know, now our next big thing now is going to be the damn what is it with the money shit?
Mm.
Are they going to be voting on now? Now, anyway, but then it's got the damn illegals. That bothers me.
Well, yeah.
They're over here at the government. They're getting our damn welfare. They're getting the damn food stamps. They're going to be in the damn healthcare shit. They're taking all the goddamn jobs. Why hire a goddamn man for $10 when you can hire a fucking Mexican for damn $2.50?
Mm-hmm.
That fucking shit scratches my ass.
Yeah, that's almost legal. On top of the fact that it's legalized slavery, don't forget that we're also paying to educate these motherfuckers because they can't deny them the right to an education. So they get to put their kids in, not pay into the system, and they're getting the kids educated for free.
I go into my grandson's school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every motherfucking sign in there is in fucking Spanish. And this shit like Dora the Explorer. Come on, man. That's propaganda. Hola, hola. Can we say hola? Man, fuck that bitch. But yeah, they're raising our kids, and it's all right, you know?
This just an angry grandpa thinks Dora the Explorer is a bitch.
She is a bitch. Motherfucker, she's probably illegal, too.
We got to get confirmation to see Dora Explorer's species status, see if she is indeed a bitch.
I want to see Dora the Explorer's green card. How's that?
Okay.
If she ain't got a green card, fuck her. Put her ass back over the border. Turn her fucking little monkey boots.
hey, let's not get racist. Let's not get racist.
Hey, I ain't getting racist. She got a little monkey called Boots.
Hey, easy.
And that little motherfucker's always grabbing stars.
What?
You know, fuck her. And then you got that little gay fuck. What's that little gay fucker's name? SpongeBob.
Oh, well.
He's gay, man.
Is SpongeBob indeed gay?
Yeah, he's gay. Come on.
We need to get some confirmation on SpongeBob's sexuality. All right.
I think he's gay. Come on, listen to him, man. Hi there, I'm SpongeBob. I'm going to make you a Krabby Patty. You know, fuck that shit.
Hey, that's what I called my ex-girlfriend's patty. It's all crabby.
Hey, now you know something good now. Me and the old lady, you know, we kind of old. We don't do it like we used to, right? So, last night, a damn vagina spider crawled out and bit me.
Damn.
I said, God damn, woman, you need to clean that cave out, man. Something, shit. The spider's getting bad in that motherfucker. I'm telling you, man. I got confirmation on that. I got two little bite marks on my arm.
Ooh. Maybe it's her security system to make sure Grandpa don't get no frisky.
Yeah, Grandpa can't get frisky no more. That's why I bought her that damn dildo.
Oh.
She got mad, man. I found her a dildo, and I bought it for her. I found it at a fucking yard sale for $5.
Oh, that's not something you buy secondhand.
Why not, man? A little peroxide, a little alcohol. Clean that shit right up.
Yeah, but it
she beat me in the face with that motherfucker.
It probably still smells like the... Why would anyone actually sell that, though? Like, put it right out there.
What a bunch of Mexicans having a yard sale, man. I figured I'd get a deal.
Damn, those... They're ignorant as hell.
I figured I'd get a deal, you know what I'm saying? I looked at it and thought, shit, Michelle Obama might like this motherfucker. He too busy playing basketball online.
Oof.
And we got to fill
in.
We got to fill in Joe Wilson.
You got what?
We got a damn a guy here in the House of Representatives named Joe Wilson.
Right.
And everybody got on his ass because he stood up at the State of the Union and told Obama, "You lie." Guess what? He didn't lie. He told the damn truth.
Yeah, and he was forced to apologize.
Yeah, but yet they do shit. They don't have to apologize. Well, y'all took that out of context.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, we got someone named Mommy Coco Cuco. One says Grandpa is spreading STDs. Is that indeed true, sir?
Am I spreading? I'm spreading what?
Mommy Cuco
says what now?
That you're spreading STDs.
Hey, look here, man. I want me a crab dinner from somewhere.
Damn.
Man, I don't care what I fucking say to Louie. You know that shit.
No. I mean, one time I was with this chick, and she was so fucked up. I got bit by a lobster when I was trying to stick it in her.
Well, hell, I took one of the drawers off one time, and fucking dirt fell out. I thought I was at the fucking beach.
Damn, that's dirty.
Man, I went to the beach to drown my troubles last night, but the old lady wouldn't go in the fucking water.
Wow.
I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I would think in your house it's almost difficult to get your job done, especially with your son just waiting around the corner with a camera.
Motherfucker takes my doorknob and shit off, man. I've been on that one 5 doorknobs. I gotta goddamn weld that motherfucker on or something.
You gotta get one of those project doors made out of steel.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He get a goddamn blowtorch. That motherfucker crazy, you know.
Oh man.
Well, we get ready to go out and start doing some blogs out in the fucking outside.
Oh yeah, it's starting to get nice.
I want to go do what with this motherfucker standing out there with a goddamn Statue of Liberty costume on, trying to get people to get their fucking taxes done. I won't go tell that mother how much he was like a fool.
Yeah, Mommy Coco says, I like the doorknob off because he films you when you run into your room. One of the funniest moments.
Well, I gotta go to my room because if not, I'll knock the fuck out of him. And I'd rather go to my room than go to jail.
Well, I mean, we could just chalk it up to self-defense.
No, hell no, man. They don't look at it that way. If you just get out. Get out of here, boy. Damn grandson, he tried to join on the conversation. Hit your bricks, boy. Shut up. Damn youngest, boy, I swear. I'm going to have a June white sale.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to have a June white sale, and I'm going to put all four of my grand youngers on the market.
Yeah, because they're white.
They're white.
Yeah, I hear you.
But if they were Mexican, I'd make more money.
Not really.
Oh, no, you're right. I don't want to get $1.98 out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that how much Mexicans are worth these days? $1.98? We need to get confirmation on that, too.
Yeah, but what's the market? You're going to feel some change in the back of the head doing them motherfuckers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name? My name is Fernando. I work on a rancho. I make $2.50 a day. I go to see Lucy. She give me some pussy and take my $2.50 away. I mean, That's what they do here, man. They go to work, make their money, come back, and give it all back. Give it all away to the honeys.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it, they send back to Mexico.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Oh, remember when I was talking about check out taxfree15.com and see what's going down. Here's what to do April 15th through the 18th. No work, no school. Our future depends on restoring our rights. Plan ahead, ask for time off, use vacation days, or whatever it takes. Get school assignments for your children who are able to learn about our Constitution through online programs. If you feel you must go to work, then go. Participate in other steps. Do what you can. Number two, no shopping. Don't buy. Don't buy anything from large corporations, fast food places, online stores, etc. Again, plan ahead for medications, gasoline, and food.
Well, let me see. I don't work. Mm-hmm. I don't go to school. I got no fucking money to spend nowhere. Shit, I'm willing.
Yep, don't comply. Put your savings in a locally owned bank or hard assets, or leave only what you need to cover monthly bills. Work at getting off the grid and forming co-ops within communities. We need each other, and it will be our networking energy as one which will ensure success. And four, ask why. This is essential. Why are we allowing our Constitution to be ignored? Why do our children have to sacrifice for banking scams? Why are our children's why are we supporting policies that don't support us?
You know, I agree with all that.
Yeah.
How many people are going to do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully a lot. This lady is getting around there. Again, taxfree15.com. I'm going to put that in the chat room here.
Okay, I want to bring one more thing up we were talking about earlier, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking about that Shirley bitch, right?
Yeah.
And I know you told me, but I wonder if these people, when you listen to us, do they realize that that bitch had a child out of fucking wedlock?
Yeah,
she had it with a guy. The guy had it with a guy. Well, my people are over here. They don't know it. Had it with a guy in a fucking halfway house when she was a fucking intern. What right does she have to tell anybody they're going to hell?
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been studying on them motherfuckers. Because I really want to declare war on them.
Yeah.
I want to declare war on them motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly.
I got these guys, they write me all the time, man, from Afghanistan. You will not believe the amount of letters I get from Afghanistan. And most of them are saying, we love you, Grandpa. You tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm going to get them listening to you now because you tell the truth yourself. And y'all think
you're not
alike.
Yeah, well, I don't pull no punches. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go out and be like, oh, you know, we have to do this right. No, if you got to punch a motherfucker out, you got to punch a motherfucker out.
I was trying to be in a country where you can't drink, you can't fuck with women, you can't have dirty pictures of women.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing. And they're there for a year.
Yeah, so
them poor boys catching hell.
Yeah. Hey, if anybody wants to call in and talk to Grandpa, here's the number.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
And of course, the number is at the bottom, so you guys, you know, just with the instructions on how to call in.
Anybody got any questions for Grandpa? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Just put in the chat room. If you got any questions for Grandpa, or call in. And okay, well, as we're waiting, so yes,
yeah, I got this little Ustream going, right?
Right.
On Mondays and Thursdays. And my God, you wouldn't believe the motherfucking questions they ask me. Shit. All kind of sex questions. Them motherfuckers, how do you do it, Grandpa? You're so fat.
Well, see, because you're an international sex symbol, like I said in the beginning.
Hey, I had this guy write me from fucking Switzerland.
Damn.
Told me he loved me. Wanted me to come to Switzerland to stay with him a while.
Oh.
I wrote him back, motherfucker, you crazy?
Well, if people want to write to you, how can they get a hold of you?
The best they do is go through my MySpace. I mean, Facebook. The Angry Grandpa on Facebook.
Right.
And I write everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
I get so many fucking IMs. I guarantee you I get 50 to 60 IMs a day. I can't even get on the fucking internet without IMs.
How many people just IM you just to start talking shit? Like, oh, you're a faggot.
I get a lot of hate shit. One, they wrote me and say, you're gay. And I say, yeah, I'm the happiest motherfucker you'll ever meet.
Yeah, exactly.
I get people tell me that I'm going to hell. I get people write me, tell me I'm going to die before it's my time.
Damn.
And I say, go ahead, motherfucker, you don't scare me.
I mean, what it's kind of ridiculous to call you gay because there's actual footage of you here.
Yeah, but I might go either way, Louie, okay?
What? Oh, okay. Well, there
you
go.
Yeah, I might go either way. You never can tell, you know? But see, I don't let that shit bother me. You're like, you and I do, we got to have thick skin.
Yeah.
If we let everything bother us, we wouldn't do this shit.
Exactly.
But we got to get the truth out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the truth about the government. We got to get the truth about Dora the Explorer.
Oh, hold on. I got a caller on. We got S.K. Thompson. Lower the radio.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Sandy. I'm just talking about that Baptist church, too. Don't they have a regional or a district place that they have to answer to?
No.
They don't have to answer to anybody?
All they got to do is fill out a form with the government, and they're covered.
They need to be starved out financially.
But it'll never happen. Because you got assholes out there that are sending them money that we don't even know about. They're not doing
somehow
it that little church they got.
Somehow it seems like there ought to be a solution to that.
There's not. They're covered under the freedom of speech, and they can pretty much do it. Nothing we can do except say, fuck you, enough's enough.
You know, what pisses me off is that the negative energy that they spend doing that, if they put half that energy into positive things, you know, we got vets that are sleeping on park benches that need fed, homeless, and all that energy they spend into doing that, they could do something positive with.
But they don't want to. They're a hate group. They're born, they're taught to hate. Mm-hmm. That's all they live for, is to do what they're doing. And you couldn't change them if you tried. It's like that Jim Jones shit. They're going to follow that motherfucker to the Kool-Aid table.
Exactly. Sandy, I'm going to put you mute. We got other callers coming in.
Okay,
stay on
thank
if you want to. All right. Thank you, Sandy. We got somebody from Central Iowa.
Yeah, who do you think it is?
Scott, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Louie? It's a long
how
time
you
no
doing?
Talk.
I know. How you? Yes. Yeah, dude.
Angry guys.
Yeah, we got two. We got the angry grandpa and we got the angry Spig.
Spig.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Scott, so you ran for city council. How did that work out?
Got 6% of the vote, but you know what? I still won. It was front page news that I was a 9/11 truther, and it got out there. So as far as I'm concerned, that actually did not hurt my campaign. That actually helped. So that should tell you something right there.
Exactly. I mean, you got 6%. I mean, but what did the other candidates get? I mean, were you like?
Well,
like,
yeah, I got smeared. I got pretty well, busted down. Did better than the last election when I ran for Iowa House, but still, you know, learning experience. Go back to being an activist and, cause, problems wherever I can go. Next target's going to be at the Central Iowa Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
Plan on attending that, seeing I got a friend in that's part of the board that says that they haven't been co-opted yet. I'm going to go for myself and find out, because last time I was there, it was last year, and man, it was just a bunch of Republican bullshit most of the time. So
yeah, I mean,
Amen on that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and me and some of the members of We Are Change Central Iowa handed out some flyers. We had a couple other people handing out DVDs and talking about the truth. Mm-hmm. And everybody else wanted to focus on the whole gay marriage bullshit. I'm sorry, there's a lot more important shit going on than just gay marriage. If they want to go ahead, go, you know, fine. I have no fucking problem with that. We've got a fucking country that's spiraling downhill real fucking fast. So, yeah, huh. Whatever floats your boat. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question?
What was the question?
Question was they going? Are you with the Tea Party, right?
Well, more or less.
What's going to save, you know, what's going to save this country? I mean, we got to come up with some viable ways, but then do it. Instead of, you know, like, you know, you got good intentions and you're trying to do something great, but you need people to back you up and say, we're with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, what am I going to do to save the country? I have absolutely no fucking clue. I've been trying my best. I've been getting the word out. I've been trying to lead by example. You know, go out there, get out there, actually.
Running.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a Republican running, and you're running, and a Democrat's running, then you and the Republican are going to split the vote, and that fucking Democrat is going to win the damn election.
Yeah, so. Whether the Republican or the Democrat gets in, we're screwed either way. It doesn't really matter. I get out there for the information, and I get out there because it's fun to campaign. I like talking to people. And whenever it's rare, but whenever I go around and I actually turn some heads and get people thinking, well, yeah, maybe this is going on. Maybe this is kind of happening. That's a victory for me. You know, fuck the election.
Okay,
I know the minute
I
get
in
there, I'm
going to
get blackballed.
I got a lot of fans in your area, okay?
Okay.
If you'll send me some information on my Facebook, I'll start talking it up for you.
Well, here, hold on just a second. I'll be right back, Mom.
All righty.
It's the Angry Grandpa Facebook, so I can tell you. But
mm-hmm.
if you do that, I'll be more than happy. Anybody that's running on the Tea Party, I can tell you, I got fans all over this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem. We're telling my fans, look here, y'all need to listen to this fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start amassing the grandpa's got a party, got a posse.
There you go, something, because I will do that, because we got to start building up the Tea Party. I, you know, there's a lot more good with the Tea Party than bad.
Well, actually, you want to know what? I've actually been seeing exactly what might be going on. The whole idea that there's going to be a third party that's going to rise up big time in 2012, I do see that. I see it being part of the Tea Party. And it'll be the co-opted Tea Party, and my guess is Sarah Palin's going to be running in it.
I hope not.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
I do not like Sarah Palin.
You see the way the media is playing her up. You see how things are going with that. Yeah, they're getting ready to throw the Republicans and the Democrats both under the bus on this one, and everybody's going to go back to sleep, and we're just going to be screwed.
She reminds
me
of Cinderella, and it's
mm-hmm.
getting close to midnight.
Yep.
And it's going to turn back into the pumpkin.
Yep, exactly. That's the way things are going to go. That's all there is to it. So,
S.K. Thompson, she says, I can't see me voting for Sarah.
Hell no.
Fuck no. I don't know exactly why anybody actually would, except for the fact they're giving her a lot of star power now, and that's what counts. It's who's the rock star.
People get mad at me because I tell you right quick, I don't like Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't lie on that.
Hmm.
Just something about Ron Paul I don't trust.
Mm-hmm. Ron Paul you don't trust?
No. Not a bit.
Really,
but there
why?
Ain't nobody out there I can trust. I mean, I can't say who be good now and who won't because they're all the same. You let them in office, they're going to change and go right back to where it was. That's like
what's your suggestion, Grandpa?
I don't have one, brother. Right now, I don't. I know we need to get the Tea Party movement going. We need to get the Tea Party, people in the Tea Party elected. And once we start getting people in the Tea Party elected, then they've got to listen to us. They wouldn't have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And what about all the quote-unquote terrorist violence that's going around, even though last time I checked throwing a brick through a window was criminal mischief at best?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you see what's going on. The dissidents are starting to get the black ball. People are really starting to get – we're starting to see a real 1984 scenario go on here. And people like us, we're going to end up getting thrown under the bus just as quickly.
You're right.
Just because of the fact that we know what's going on. We know what's happening. Everything's going to fall apart. I mean, they throw us a bone every once in a while. Sort of like, you know, what happened in New York. The first responders ended up winning a case. What happens? They end up – did they overturn the case or did they just say, nope, sorry, you don't get any of that money?
Well, yeah, no, the judge threw out the judgment because it was like, oh, no, it's too small.
Too small. Damn.
It's a start.
Yeah, it's a start. So basically, you know? So basically, they still don't get anything.
Yep.
I mean, but the thing is, I mean, we can't be going up to the government asking them to help us if it's them that's fucking us up.
Yeah, I know.
Government's giving fucking us up. There ain't no lie about that.
Mm-hmm.
And going to get worse. And you talk about 2012. Man, damn, people leave me alone. You talk about 2012. We need some changes starting 2010.
Exactly.
I agree.
2012 ain't going to matter.
But it's no longer an issue of people waking up. People know the information that's out there. It's whether or not they accept it. And I keep on hearing, and trust me, I'm very close to hanging up my hat and just, you know, hunkering down and say, you know what, fuck you, enjoy your slavery. Just keep on hearing, oh, that can't happen here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they thought that in 1930s Germany, too. You know, I think they thought that in Republican Rome. It can happen here. We're not immune. There's nothing special about America, necessarily. And the only thing that makes us special are the people. The people have the power, and the people are giving the power back, giving the power over hand over fist, and we're nothing special anymore. You know, we're just another fucking country, another dictatorship, some place that everybody's going to go ahead and do whatever the fuck they want and just sit back and say, yeah, nothing we can do. You know?
I see a lot of the people that I see a lot of the people that were gung-ho, you know, and want to change. They're all backing mm-hmm. down a little bit now, like they're afraid.
Yeah, I know. I think I see why, because, you know, the government and media is really starting to go hardcore after these people. People are like, oh, shit, we're going
to
get thrown in jail. Oh, shit, we're going to end up getting killed. You know, you got to put those things aside. This is your right. Your right to speech, your right to actually get out there and distribute information if you need to and if you feel like it and if you want. And if you actually feel that it's true, why wouldn't you go out there and distribute it? Why wouldn't you go out there and talk to people about it? Fuck them
that's
that
right.
Say, you know, you're wearing a tinfoil hat. I had a Glenn Beck listener tell me I was wearing a tinfoil hat. You know,
hey.
Go fuck yourself.
I used to like Glenn Beck. But Glenn Beck has changed so fucking much. He's right back now. He's scared. He's backing down.
No, he's an establishment hack. And you
he's
know
making
what?
All that money.
I actually what?
Glenn Beck making all that money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, just to tell you how the tea parties are, I had some on Facebook. I'm a fan of the tea party page, and you know, somebody popped up something on Sarah Palin and how great she is, and every comment, oh, Sarah, she's wonderful, she's beautiful, she's great, she's terrific. I put down that Sarah Palin is an establishment hack that is not any better than anybody else. And, man, I got hate mail. It's almost enough to make me want to just give up, you know.
Every time I say anything about Sarah Palin, I get hate mail.
You know, it happens.
I like hate mail. It lets me know people listening to me.
I agree. I don't, you know, there are some people out there that are willing to actually use their brains and think, but there aren't enough. And everybody else just wants to remain a sheep and sit back, watch TV, watch American Idol, and
I don't watch
going to hell in a handbag.
I watch the news, but hell, there ain't no news to watch now. I can't handle that goddamn MSNBC. Them mother, Chris Matthews, you know, when he sees Obama and a warm feeling runs down his leg, I worry about shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got that Ed Schultz. That's about the most bigoted motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know.
He's so far left that when he walks down the street, he keeps walking circles. That one
where America comes to talk, Ed Schultz. Oh yes, I'm going. Oh, we gotta work with Obama because there are people without health care. You motherfucker, where the fuck are we gonna get the money, Ed?
Dude, I've looked over that bill 10 times over. Well, maybe not that many times. Certain sections of the bill, just to make sure I get it right. And yeah, it's a corporate fucking takeover. I've taken several. You know, I've told everybody this. And all they want to talk about is, well, we needed to do something. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, you know, Hitler felt we need to do something about those damn Jews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry.
They're paying our ass, yeah.
It's not socialized medicine. Socialized medicine would be government taking care of everybody's health care.
Right.
No, this is a corporate takeover. Using the government to take over a certain type of industry and masquerading it as a government program. That is a fascist system. People don't get this.
They don't
understand it. As long as Jews aren't getting marched off and getting killed, you know, systematically, they don't think that it's fascist. No, I'm sorry. Fascism is business becoming government. That's what
started
fascism
with LBJ. When he started passing out the fucking government cheese, people got used to government doing for them and giving to them, and that's what it is now. They're expecting
mm-hmm.
more. Fuck the government cheese.
Actually,
they used to people just giving to them. Oh, they're going to give me health care. He going to pay for my car. He going to give me a home.
Mm-hmm.
Bull fucking shit. Look here, man. I learned a long time ago, if you want something, you work for it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Back for it. I don't have no bills. Only bill I got is my light bill and my lot rent. I don't have any other bills. Why?
Yep.
If I see something, I want it, I put the money up, and I go pay cash for it.
Yeah, but you know what? Nowadays, it's almost impossible to go out there and make a living for yourself, no matter how hard you work. It's becoming a feudal system.
Yeah, I mean,
you make your money, they take a big chunk out of your paycheck, and you're left there trying to live paycheck to paycheck. You can't get anywhere unless you know the right people. So when before, you could just go out, buy a building, fix it up. You can make your own business, and everything would be good. You can be comfortable, but you'd be independent. You can do whatever the fuck you wanted if you worked hard enough. Now, everything's in the way. Government ends up putting so much regulation on all this crap, so many taxes, and, you know, there's no way that you can get ahead. Unless you're really fucking lucky.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, that's the point right there. And that is the point right there. Oh, we need to do something about healthcare. You know what? Cut taxes. And then
mm-hmm.
then businesses will come. Independent, you know, small businesses will come back. They'll create jobs. And then they'll you know, and then if they have benefits for healthcare, boom. And that kills two birds with one stone. And you don't have to screw up the whole medical industry, because then they're not going to afford to come out with innovations. Like, if new technologies come out, they're not going to be able to afford it because the government has cut them at the knees.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they going to do now? They're going to be firing people now because they're not going to want to pay that extra money.
Yeah.
So now we're going to have less jobs because of the no tax. You know, I'll raise the taxes. You know, fuck them motherfuckers. That's going. I mean, my blood pressure's going up. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, the show is up. We like the time just flew.
It just flew by.
Yes, it did, man.
Hey, but don't forget, man. Dora Explorer, illegal. needs to, because she got a green card, her fucking ass needs to go back across the border.
Exactly. So, yeah, check out the Angry Grandpa on youtube.com/XXXX. Check out his videos of his son just fucking with him relentlessly.
And my blog. Don't forget my blogs.
Where's your blog?
They're on there, too, now. We got them on YouTube, too.
Okay, check out, yeah, also his blogs are there, his video blogs. Also, search for his his group on Facebook, The Angry Grandpa. He's like, because he's grandpa.
Damn right. I'll argue for you, baby. I got fans everywhere.
That's right.
I go into my Ustream on Mondays and Thursdays, and I have 300-400 people in there with me.
Yes, again, he's an international sex symbol, so ladies, he is married, but, you know, hey, you know.
Just keep
what
grandma
keep
don't
it
know
quiet.
Don't hurt. Well, grandma
I'm single
don't
now.
Know.
Exactly.
You call me Tiger Woods.
he's unleashed. So, yeah, definitely check him out. And also, let me play him off. Let me play Grandpa off. We got his I forgot to play this in the beginning, so forgive me for that one. So, but here it is. This is Grandpa's exit scene.
Grandpa, oh my God, the duties mean I know. Seen him blow over 50 other times before. Damage to the room he's in with a chair to throw. Scared to know what his kids seen a life ago.
Word. Like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crouch Out Radio Show. Please tune in tomorrow. We got some shit planned. I don't even know yet, but we got some shit planned. We got some shit for you. We always do. So yeah, like to thank you. Say you know what? Fuck this system. If you don't want to believe me, you don't want to look into it. You don't want to fight back. You know what? Then fuck you too.
Amen.